After spotting a cockroach beneath his chair, Bruce Kelly ruled out the soup. Cautiously, he stirred his coffee and found nothing swimming inside it. He tasted it and decided it wasn't too awful. After doctoring it with sugar and creamer, he set back to revive himself with some much-needed caffeine. The cracked plastic seat of the booth snagged against his behind every so often, forcing him to shift around until he faced the window. Evening had settled over North Carolina hours ago, bringing with it a black velvet blanket studded with stars and a chill that could cut to the bones. He should have been in bed by now, and usually he was, but he'd been too tired to continue driving without a break. He had another 50 miles to go, and he wasn't fool enough to make the trip half asleep. His visit back to Ohio had been a pleasure, and he'd lingered too long chatting with friends. There was a time when he'd felt deeply rooted to his projects there, but in less than a year, visitation had become home. He was lost in thought, his cup nearly empty, when a semi pulled up outside the diner. The headlights briefly blinded Bruce before the truck swung around and stopped. As he watched, the passenger door jerked open and a young woman tumbled out in haste. Almost falling to the broken concrete lot, his attention caught, eyes narrowed, Bruce absorbed the sight of her. She seemed to be all luxuriant, tangled hair, long legs, and defiance. Leaving the big rig idling, the trucker threw open his door and thundered toward the woman. He was a large man, in both stature and girth, dressed in a flannel shirt with jeans that belted below his protruding belly. He seethed with aggression. Hastily, Bruce laid enough change on the table to cover his coffee and slid from his seat. His gaze never wavered from the unfolding scene. As the trucker drew near, the woman didn't back up. No. She grabbed a suitcase and shoved it behind her. Then, strangely enough, she took a stance. The disparity in their size was ludicrous, and yet she squared off with the big bruiser as if she intended to duke it out with him. Bruce couldn't hear the argument, but he could tell by their postures that emotions were high and driven by anger. The young lady practically bounced on her toes in provocation, amusing Bruce even as he feared for her safety. From one second to the next, things escalated from a verbal confrontation to physical combat. The trucker grabbed her by the arms, jerking her forward and into his chest. The woman's mouth opened on a silent cry, and Bruce bolted for the door. He'd seen plenty of violence against women, but it hadn't made him immune. Just the opposite. More than ever, it infuriated him. With all the recent changes in his vocation, protecting women was no longer his job. Yet, the instinct remained as strong as ever.